That Monday, they was working on the ad. Well, if Baylor seed paid the gin, it had $22 or $23. Well, he'd get $10, $11, or $12 out of it. And sometimes, if there was a big family that needed it, I'd just tell them to get all mine, tell the general. I didn't have no gin. No gin don't like preaching. Mr. give this nigga all. I just tell him what, this nigga gets a half, this one gets a fourth, this one give him all of it, see? Then once I settled, he'd have those tickets. Then I'd know what to pay for the cotton. I figured about $5 a bale on cotton for handling, you see.
That's what you call sharecropping?
That's sharecropping, yeah.
And
you did the whites the same way. Lots of white people in here now. They're still sharecroppers.
Well, they still do.
Yeah, still do.
Or would they have their own mule? And
well, some of them, while they're a sharecrop, they just use my mules.
Oh.
Now, if they'd buy a pair of mules, I'd sell it to them. Then they'd give me a fourth of the crop, and they'd have three fourths.
I see. It depended on how much they brought to themselves.
Yeah, yeah. And they were all good pay. I never lost no money doing it in my life. Only thing I did in the grocery business, people got so they couldn't pay. Well, the reason they couldn't pay, they just didn't have it.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's no money anyplace. Did cotton go to its lowest price during the Depression?
Yeah, it went to a nickel, yeah. Uh-huh. Well, I know a lot. You take these prairies I was telling you about. They were doing available as staple growers, and they got 75 or 80 cents, and they held it for a dollar, and it went to a nickel, they sold it, and they had to pay carrying charges and interest all that time, you see. Mm-hmm. But when Roosevelt went in there, in June, that cotton started up, and they sold it in July, and paid everything they owed.
It went up that fast,
yeah.
Did it go up and down pretty drastically before
No. Well, of course, back in 14, the bottom dropped out of it, because that land had got up there, you know, selling for $100 a bale. And lots of them held it, went broke on it. And then in 29, it dropped again and went to a nickel. And, of course, now lots of these boys in Memphis, as cotton factories, they went broke because they'd loaned the money on it, you know, $75, $100 a bale, and they went down to 25. Well, hell, they had to close up, too.
Mm-hmm. Have they started any other crop?
Oh, yeah, they went. Well, the beans now, they started in about 15 years ago, 20. But they wasn't given about 2.5 a bushel. You know what they got last year? 8.5.
What, up to
8.5 dollars a bushel.
Well, before beans, did they have any other crop except
corn and hay?
Corn.
And of course, they just did that to feed their own mules on.
Wonder why they never tried to grow any wheat or any small grains.
Well, they didn't have anything to combine with in those days back then.
Oh, I see. It's just a matter of...
And this country wasn't. You needed all for these niggers to work on. Need for cotton. Mm-hmm. You see, one time in back yonder, there was 18, this nation made 18 million bales of cotton.
It was a bigger, more important crop.
Oh, yeah. Cotton is money crop.
I think you mentioned something about in the early days, there really was not much home life. For example, how big was this town?
Well, it was a small town, but all them stores were there. Most of them were there then.
Were they?
Yeah. Because mm-hmm. that was trade went there, you see. Now, Hollywood up here was a pretty good town. Well, whiskey went out of here in 1909, and they had